In December, the Terre Haute City Council voted to establish what's called a non-reverting fund to collect and spend money on refurbishing the portion of US 40 which runs through the city. A non-reverting fund is one from which money cannot be transferred to another budget line item. But even after the council approved creation of the fund, by a 6-3 vote, Mayor Duke Bennett vetoed the measure, saying he would rather see the cash go into the city's general fund.
If we put that money in the general fund, it's available to us to be able to cash flow ourselves until June. Then when we get our tax disbursement and we put all those funds back in there, that's the exact same time we're going to be making the repairs to the road. So every dime that we're getting from NDOT for the relinquishment will be used to make repairs to the road.
The money comes from a deal struck between the mayor and the Indiana Department of Transportation, who are handing over responsibility for upkeep of Wabash Avenue to the city. But City Councilman Todd Nation, who owns a bookshop along the National Road, says he's not sure the money would ever go to rehabbing the street if it is not in a protected fund.
Well, we agree that there are lots of immediate repairs that need to be made. But the problem is, from my perspective, that when the money goes into the general fund, there's not a clear path for it to come out and actually be spent on Highway 40.
Nation contends that Bennett, 2 years ago, placed money allocated for upkeep of Highway 63 into the city's rainy day fund, only to see the city use the cash not for filling potholes, but for filling budget shortfalls. Nation says he will vote to override the mayor's veto at this evening's council meeting and believes he will be part of the necessary two-thirds majority to countermand the mayor's order. Bennett says if that happens, the city will lose money to interest payments, effectively lessening the amount available to fix US 40. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.